The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
I've got Miss Maura on the line. Good morning to you and welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. How are you doing?
Good morning.
And
I'm good.
And let's introduce you. You are the CEO of the Lopino Tourism Association and the CEO of Lopino Chocolate Company. And we've spoken to each other already, yes?
Yes, we did.
And we talked about my favorite thing, chocolate.
Yes.
So how has it been since then?
It has been good, actually. Our tours is growing. We are exporting now with tax shoppers. So they told me our cocoa ball has gone to New York, North Carolina, Texas, all over the world.
Nice.
We are very happy for that, yeah.
So tell me more about this discovery, which I guess has made Lopino even more interesting.
Yes. It is very interesting. I wanna give a little history first. I don't know how much time I have.
You have a little bit of time. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the County Lopino spent time in Louisiana. So what I tell people is this, our plantation in Lopino is very unique because he came with the same attitude of like the Ku Klux Klan era and the hanging on the tree era and brought it to Trinidad. He went to Jamaica, he went to Haiti, then he came to Trinidad and then Lopino. And there were the stories began. Now, Tabaka and they have always told me that Miss Maura, we don't have, we never seen a shackle. He said, Miss Maura, we've been looking for shackles for years. And I, about 2 years ago, the forestry workers, when they had to hand over the historical site to Mesa Tourism, said they were very upset that they had to leave Lopino. And they handed me some of the items and said, you do you want the shackle? But the shackle was missing a piece. So when I showed Shabaka it, he looked at it, but he didn't say much. However, about 2 weeks ago, a week before emancipation, my nephew was digging in a bag that I would have also gotten, but I didn't look at it. And he tried and he put it on his foot. He found the missing piece, and that's when he realized it was a shackle. I immediately sent it to the picture to Shabaka Sabon. He sent it to Dr. Ferguson Uwe, and they said, in all their lives, they finally get to see a shackle. And they said it's 200 years. Apparently, they destroyed all because they didn't want Trinidad to be this place or to say that we had hanging and we had slaves in chain and so forth.
And it's interesting that it is found at a time where the conversation about removing colonial figures and things that refer to that colonial identity is, you know, making the rounds again. And you mentioned Mr. Cambon as well. And he was here last week with me speaking about the removal of the Christopher Columbus statue. So how does this factor into the conversation now, seeing as you describe Mr. Lopino as one who unfortunately brought that kind of, as we would call, bad vibes to TNT? How does it fit into the conversation now?
Because I think we need, for me, it fits into the conversation because they try to romanticize Christopher Columbus. They try to romanticize the story of the County Lopino and his loyal 100 slaves. So it's important that Shabaka said he wanted us to tell the students and children the truth. Yes, they rescued him. Yes, he came to Trinidad. However, there is also a part where, through oral history, that he was hanging people on trees. And we have a prison in Lopino where it have a jailhouse. And Lopino is the only estate in Trinidad and Tobago that has a jailhouse. And it's the only jailhouse probably in the Caribbean that has a cocoa house on top of a jailhouse. And it's very, these things are very important to history. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I answered the question.
Yeah, actually, in that, on one side, it is to acknowledge that this is our history, nothing much we can do about it because it is the past, but to also recognize the direction so it would not be repeated.
Yes.
You know, and to not hold on to or further prejudices that have been born out of an era such as that. And I believe with your work with introducing the chocolate and bringing the cocoa to the light, it changes the aura and the feel of what Lopino initially started.
Yes, it has. Mm-hmm. But it was a cocoa plantation. Yeah. And it was one of the biggest cocoa plantations. We don't know why he changed, why it turned from being disloyal slave to him, they rescue him, mm-hmm. and then there's jailhouse and stories of hanging and I remember a few years ago, a lady came to our store, African lady from Laventille, and she said that her great grandmother told her the story of even if he was pregnant on the estate, they would dig a hole and make a light on it and sell it to him. Yeah? So these are stories that, and a lot of the stories that we are getting is oral history as well, and people come to us, but obviously I will go to the experts. And mm-hmm. I will talk to them about it and tell them.
And in terms of making it a historical site, that has been in. Has it happened already, or is it still in the process?
It is a historical site. They call it. Actually, right now the site is known as the Lopino Complex.
Mm-hmm.
And I am telling that you cannot call this the Lopino Complex anymore. It is a historical plantation, like the plantation in Louisiana and all those places. We cannot. This estate has too much of historical significance.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be known as either the Lopino Plantation Estate, but it was a plantation. There was slaves. You can't just put it as a complex.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a place for tourists alone. It must be a place for education and history and let people understand what happened to mm-hmm. our ancestors.
Is it possible, seeing as one place has already been renamed from King George V to Nelson Mandela Park, would you be interested in giving a name change, or is it that it's synonymous and everybody knows it already with that name that it would seem a bit confusing to change it?
I don't want to change, and I don't think the residents in Lopino,
mm-hmm.
because it's like a deep river in the ocean. You're grateful that you discovered this beautiful site. He created this beautiful place for us to live in.
Mm-hmm.
Yet there's stories of hanging and so forth. So in Lopino, we have we don't want the name changed. We love what he did, but yet there's so many bad things he did on the estate.
Mm-hmm.
So our thing is leave it, let the name remain, the Comte de Lopino plant. It should be named to the Comte de Lopino plantation and let people understand that this was a plantation like those in America, and he hung people, and we want them to know the truth. Mm-hmm. However, we want the name to stay.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what we can do when we come back from this very short break, we can talk about the good things that Lopino has to offer in terms of chocolate, my favorite. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Okay.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And welcome back. So let's continue to talk to Miss Mora as we continue to get a better idea of what the Lopino compound, the Lopino estate has to offer, you know, not only tourists, but locals alike, as we learn about history and learn about changing that history as well. So welcome back, Miss Mora. So I'm seeing that in the news as well. They say this is the first discovery in about, what, over making 200 it 200 years,
so that's why we said when they saw it, they said they immediately, we were supposed to do it like the day before emancipation, but
mm-hmm.
Then something came up and we couldn't do it. However, better late, better now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess with all the emancipation stuff. However, this discovery is very important. It's very, very, very important. Because now we can say, listen, slavery did happen on the estate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though they want to deny it. Yeah. Mm.
And also you have a few other artifacts as well from what I remember of my last visit to Lupino, which was a few years ago. Tell us a little bit about the museum and how it is structured now.
All right. So one of the things that we, because of the upgrade, we are holding some of the artifacts to the historical site at my, where I am, right? And what we discovered a few years ago while we're digging in the cemetery, Selena, we found artifacts from the first people. They're actually figurines. And when Chewbacca saw it last week, he was like, Donna, I haven't seen figurines like this since I went to Mexico. So it's really amazing. You have to come and see it. The head, some of the heads are shaped like a bird or a hawk. Yeah.
Which would have been, I guess, representations of, I would say, deities and so on that protected them and represented different meanings.
Yes. So we have five that have figurines. I don't understand it. Dr. Fergus have names for it, but he said they were the deities. Yes, they were like gods. So one look like a hawk, one look like almost human, but yet one look like a monkey, one look like an iguana. But you remember they had a lot of the animals as their gods, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So we have figurines. So we discovered that a couple of years ago. And this is, again, it's in my care. And we have been taking care of it and making sure it's not, it's secured behind glass cases and so forth. We handle it with gloves and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But we're hoping that the government will open the museum in Lupino, because the air conditioner, they put drop lights and everything, so we could put them over there for safekeeping,
Also, there, well, besides chocolate, I know that you all do, there's a festival of food and traditional cooking and the oven, dirt oven.
Well, every year we have a festival, as either the Lupino Heritage Festival or the Coco Pile Festival or La Fiesta. And these festivals are indigenous as well, and it's pay homage to our Paran de Rose and our Spanish and French food. And that is where we do cocoa dancing, house to house Paran. We have wild meat on sale, pastel on sale, Paran band, like 15 Paran band, and so forth. We take over the whole savanna. And it's a really amazing festival. You're going to love it. Thousands come down. Even locals come from away just to come to this festival. And it's a festival that people would love. Yeah? Lupino have caves. We have caves. We have all... Lupino have a lot to offer to people. And if they only just realize how much we have in this country of Trinidad and Tobago.
We are indeed blessed, and we want to thank you as well for bringing the story to us and highlighting, you know, the work that you all are doing to, yes, accept what history is, but to find a purpose moving forward. I like that.
Exactly.
So for those who want to do tours and so on, you know, and get in touch with you, are there contact numbers that you want to release?
You can always call me directly, 680-5423.
Mm-hmm.
And I answer the phone anytime. I'm available every day.
No, don't say that, you know, because they go call you at some ridiculous hours too, eh? You know that.
That's true. 11 o'clock before, you know, all right, we have a cutoff time.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you had to respect your time too.
Yes, it's true.
Thanks so much, Miss Mora.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.